Okay, I think we're going to start slowly this two-day meeting. We'd like to thank all the people who came, especially the suburbans, for whom it's pretty difficult right now to travel. I mean, anytime I organize a meeting, it rains and there is a strike. So, watch out for the next meeting I organize. So the meeting will be about, as you say, neurogenesis, adult neurogenesis. There are many things which are really ongoing in this field. I'm not a specialist myself, that's why Ariel Linardo has been organizing this program. He helped me, or I helped him, I don't know. I mean, we helped each other. And we're going to discuss the main issues. And as you know, we have a lot to understand on the function, the mechanisms, how neurogenesis takes place in several places. We're not going to discuss what happens in other places than the neurogenic niches. We don't know whether there's neurogenesis somewhere else, in fact, and very, very likely that there is not. But we're going to discuss the pathologies which are associated with neurogenesis or the failure of neurogenesis. And the role of neurogenesis in evolution should also have been discussed, but unfortunately, I mean, as you will see, I mean, Wieland cannot come. He is ill. He's in fact having a little surgery today, and he's absent. So instead of listening to Wieland, if you wish, I mean, we can have a small discussion. People call it round table, but these tables are never round. So, but we can have a square table on neurogenesis and the future of neurogenesis for 1 hour, and this will give you the opportunity to discuss also with the audience, the students and postdocs, and then we'll go for dinner. I mean, this will give you some time. By chance, it might not rain at the end of the day, so you may have a chance to have a walk in the city before we meet for the restaurant. At noon, there's a lunch break, so the speakers are invited, plus a few, two or three people that I will just invite personally. And you will have to follow Francine, who's, she's not here, but she will come at the end of the morning, and she will take you to the, what we call Salon Bleu, okay? The Blue Saloon, okay? So with this and with this, I think we are a bit ahead of time, but this will give you some. There's a lot of flexibility. Okay, I mean, I will ask the speakers to take their time, discuss what they want, and if it is a bit longer than you know anticipated, I don't think it matters much. I mean, we are here to discuss between us and have as much fun as we can. Okay, so the first person who will open this day, I mean, the person who's going to open this day is Fiona. I mean, you all know Fiona Deutsch, I think. She was at Columbia University, and she's been working, I mean, I think you were with Arturo at the beginning. Yeah, she was with Arturo Alvarez, Bulia. As you know, I mean, neurogenesis, I mean, has been found a long time ago by Altman, I mean, in the 60s, but nobody believed it. Until Arturo came in, Notterbaum came in with the birds. And, you know, I think Notterbaum has been the guy who has really, I mean, opened the field, I think, the way I see it, at least, with the new neurons. I mean, when the animals relearn to sing every year during spring. I mean, and Arturo was working with Notterbaum. And has sort of transferred this from birds to mammals. Rusty Gage is on here. I think Rusty has played a big role in the field by showing that this also takes place in the human, which was not very popular, I mean, at the time. So Fiona is sort of a part of this history of the neurogenesis, I mean, this very noble history of neurogenesis. And I'm very pleased that she could travel from Basel to Paris, okay? It's almost longer than going from Columbia to Basel, right? So Fiona will tell us about a dynamic duo. I don't know what that means, but we'll learn soon what that means. in the adult mammalian brain. And thank you, Fiona, for being here.